Welcome to the Martin Bailey Photography Show. It's October 6, 2015, and this is episode 491. Having just got back from my 2015 Iceland tour, today we're going to kick off a four-part series of travelogues to walk you through a total of 40 images selected from my 70 final images from the tour. The tour starts on September 21, which officially is a transfer day, just to get people into Reykjavik, but for those that arrive early enough, we go into town for a bonus day. We start at the iconic Hallgrímskirkja church, which can be seen at the top of the hill from many of the side streets from the Reykjavik High Street. The city of Reykjavik seems to radiate out of this church. Remember that to view the images, you're probably still going to need to go to the blog, and the blog post for this episode will be at mbp.ac/491 for episode 491. The latest release of the iOS version 9 has fixed the problem that we're having with enhanced podcasts on the iDevices to a degree, but it still only works as you scrub through the chapters. And so, you know, thanks to Apple, it's been broken for more than a year now, but hopefully at some point you will be able to view the images again on your iDevices. For now though, visiting the blog is still the best way to view the images, and you get a bigger view of them as well there, because they're quite high resolution for web images. So there were some great clouds on this day, with breaks where the sun shone through, so I used an 80 second shutter speed to enable the clouds to move a lot during the exposure. Because the new 11-24mm lens from Canon doesn't accept circular neutral density filters, I'm using triacetyl cellulose film cut into small squares that fit in the filter holder on the back of the lens. I'll embed a photo of this into the blog post. I won't put it into the enhanced podcast because that will take us to more than 10 images. But if you want to take a look at what this is, go to the blog post anyway. For this particular photo, I think I used the ND film with an optical density of 4.0. And that's the same as an ND10000X, which gives me 13.3 stops of darkness. So a shutter speed of 1/125th of a second becomes 80 seconds. I converted the photo to black and white in Silver FX Pro 2, as I generally do. Note that I actually darkened the front of the church a little to enhance the somewhat sinister feel that I get from this photograph. I also cloned out a large circular mirror that someone seems to have thought would be a good idea to place in front of the church this year. After visiting the church, we walked through the town over to the Harper Concert Hall and Conference Centre, which is a spectacular building down on the waterfront. Here we see a view from inside the building with the stairs that run up one of the walls of glass. None of the walls in the Harper are actually perfectly straight, and all of the angles seem to run off in a kind of beautiful architectural mayhem. I shot this at f11 for 125th of a second at ISO 100 with a focal length of 24mm. I really like how the shadows of the window frames leave their patterns in various places around the inside of the room, and the addition of a few people at the top of the stairs helps to give us some scale and adds a little bit of story to the photo. From the outside, it's easier to see that some of the windows are coloured glass, seemingly positioned randomly across the building, as we can see in this photo. At this point, the heavy Icelandic sky was reflecting in the glass, adding some nice texture, and I positioned myself so that we got a clearer hint of that in the light blue window in the bottom right quadrant. I shot this at 30mm with a shutter speed of 1/160th of a second at F13 at ISO 100 again. As has become customary on the tour, we started the first official day by swinging by the fish drying frames on the way to the Reykjanes Peninsula. This location obviously stinks to high heaven, but it's fun to just walk around and pick out photos from the thousands of fish that are simply hanging there trying to dry, which must be a thankless task as it rains so much here. As with this photo, I tend to look for eyes that haven't been, totally glazed over yet, as I feel that we have more of a connection with images that include eyes that we can recognise. I shot this at f5 with a shutter speed of 1/160th of a second at ISO 2000 because I was hand-holding my camera with a 170mm focal length. Having shot with the Canon EOS 5DSR for a few months now, I'm still finding that it's absolutely not a problem to shoot handheld, although I do try to stick to the rule of thumb of using your focal length as the minimum shutter speed, hence 1/160th of a second at 170mm. After the fish, we headed further into the countryside, and having stopped at a few landscape locations, we arrived at the geothermal power plant that you can see in this next photo. As it was on the cool side and raining, there was a lot of steam drifting across the scene between me and the power plant that we see here. I simply waited for one of the clear moments to make this photograph. It had been raining on and off all morning and the wind was getting up as well, but I'm happy with how this photo turned out. Again, I converted to black and white with Silver Effects Pro to bring out the detail in the sky and separate it from the steam coming out of the plant. I shot this at f14 with a shutter speed of 1/125th of a second at ISO 800 at 120mm. I increased the ISO to 800 to get a higher shutter speed, although I was using a tripod for this. But I needed the higher shutter speed because the wind was really gusting and this could have caused camera shake without a reasonably fast shutter speed. The following day, on September 23, we drove out, stopping at another geothermal power plant and then on to Uxarárfoss, a beautiful waterfall that we can see in this next photo. Here, we'd climbed up on the cliff looking down on the falls, and I used my 11-24mm lens at 17mm to accentuate the expanse of water flowing from the falls, almost letting the falls themselves step back a little into the sidelines. There was actually only a very slight cloud cover at this time, which isn't great for photographing waterfalls. You really need it to be overcast for waterfalls, as this reduces the contrast in the water, making for an overall better photo. Waterfalls in full sun look terrible, but there was just about enough cloud to make this image possible. I think I was using an ND film with an optical density of either 1.5 or 2 for this, for a 0.6 second exposure at f14 ISO 100. Close to the falls, there's a place called Silvra, which is the fissure between the North American and European continents. The plates are actually drifting apart there at a rate of 2 centimeters a year. This photo was shot a little bit further down from the bridge where we have shot this place, this fissure, in previous years, so it's a slightly different view to what you might have seen from me in the past. I haven't done a lot to this image. I just increased the clarity and vibrance a little in Lightroom. It was a 3-second exposure at f14, ISO 100, and a focal length of 21mm. I went for a 3-second exposure here to smooth over the surface of the water, which was rippling a little in the breeze, and I thought that it would look better totally smooth like this. On September 24, the following day, we visited Geysir, which is the large geyser that gave us the English word for these amazing natural phenomenon, which we can see in this photo. As it was a somewhat rare blue sky, I decided to use the sunlight to effect by standing at a place that would put the eruption of water directly between me and the sun. Eruptions can apparently be as high as 70 meters, although often a bit smaller. This eruption actually continued a little bit higher, but it ran out of the frame at 24 millimeters. I changed to my 11 to 24 millimeter lens for some wider shots, but this one ended up being my favorite from the day, as it shows the power of the water, and I quite like the cloud patterns behind the water. After this, we moved on to Gullfoss, one of the most amazing waterfalls I've ever seen, and some sources claim it to be the largest falls in Europe. Unfortunately, the clear weather that we saw in the Geyser photo continued, and we had a very harsh shadow across the middle of the falls in a photo of the entire scene. In this photo, I did what I could under the circumstances and zoomed in on just a small part of the falls with a focal length of 114 millimeters with my 100 to 400 millimeter lens. Because it was so bright, a three-stop ND8 circular ND filter wouldn't give me a long enough shutter speed, so I used my ND400 times filter and increased my ISO to 250, giving me a shutter speed of 1 second at f14. You can still see that there is some strong, harsh light hitting the falls, but this was one of the few angles and compositions that I could find and still make a half-decent photo of the falls on this day and in this light. Another angle which I always shoot, and did on this day too, is this one from the end of the gorge, which carries away the 140 cubic meters of water that flow from Gullfoss each second. You can see from this photo that the sun was reflecting strongly on the top of the falls to the left, but the mist that rises from the water helped to filter out the light enough to still rescue the scene in the most part photographically. I actually don't mind the silky look of the water to the left as much as I thought I would. Again, this is a Silver Effects Pro conversion, and I've darkened down the foreground some more to keep our focus on the V of the gorge and the water, leading the eye into the scene and hopefully down the gorge through the mist. Under the same lighting, this was shot with exactly the same settings as the last image, 1 second exposure, f14, ISO 250, but with a focal length of 35 millimeters now, using my 24 to 70 millimeter f2.8 lens. Okay, so that's our 10 images for this week. We'll pick up the trail in part 2 on September 25th, when we'll visit the amazing Landmannalaugar and go on to Danistranga, the sea stacks at Vik. For our Iceland 2016 tour and workshop, we are changing the tour slightly and taking the group full circle so that we can pull in some more beautiful locations like the eastern fjords and the amazing waterfalls Dettifoss and Gordafoss. Visit our tour page at mbp.ac/Iceland2016 for details and to book your place. But hurry, there are only 3 spaces left at the time of recording this episode. Thanks very much for listening today. If you enjoy this podcast, please share a link with your friends. And if you don't already, please subscribe in iTunes or your favorite podcast program to ensure uninterrupted delivery. You can find me on Google+, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And links to everything that I'm up to are at martinbaileyphotography.com. So do drop by and take a look. I'll be back next week with another episode, but in the meantime, you take care and have a great week, whatever you're doing. Bye-bye.